Almost live from beautiful San Diego. It's blindbarkins.com coverage of CSUN 2018, featuring team coverage from across the exhibit hall and beyond.
Brought to you by the American Foundation for the Blind.
The Journal of Visual Impairment and Blindness is an essential professional resource and the journal of record on issues related to blindness and vision loss. Subscribe now and get immediate access to news from the field, current research and best practice information, and a calendar of events. For more information, go to www.jvib.org.
Now, here's Shelley Brisbane.
We're back on the exhibit show hall floor for CSUN 2018, and I'm in the Logic Keyboard booth talking with Alan Malkin about Logic Keyboard, which is a line of large print keyboards. Hi, Alan. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm well, and welcome to the podcast. Tell us about your line of keyboards.
The Logic Keyboard Company is out of Denmark. That's our home offices. And in the United States here, we are doing our shipping or our fulfillment is coming out of the Cottonwood, Arizona area. We handle a full line of large print keyboards for the visually impaired. The product line is broken off into two sections, of course, the PC keyboards and the Mac iOS operating system boards. We offer a variety of colors, black and yellow, yellow and black, black and white, white on black, in both models to enhance the vision impaired individual. We have just brought out recently a backlit board for both PC and for Apple. It is fully backlit, it is a large print. All the shortcut keys are there and available. We have, because Apple has stopped producing a wired keyboard, they've gone to their Magic Board, which is strictly a Bluetooth board. We have gone ahead and developed a large print, full-size Apple board, which is wired, which is going to be replacing their model. And we also have the Bluetooth in the mini board, which, for all intents and purposes, is an Android as well as a Mac iOS operating system.
And so that Bluetooth one is not going to have the number keys. It's going to be like the small size Magic Keyboard if you're an Apple user.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yes, it is. It
and in the large keyboards, are those available Bluetooth as well, or are they all wired?
They are all wired. We do offer an RF wireless board in some models, but of course that is, you know, old technology,
sure,
obviously.
Sure.
And we are in the process of considering going into the Windows operating system with a Bluetooth, but that's still in the development stages.
And you were showing me earlier this backlit, full-size, Apple-friendly keyboard that has a USB port like many keyboards do so you can plug your mouse in, but you're saying to me it has an additional port, right?
All of our keyboards, other than the Bluetooth, have two additional USB ports. With the backlit board, because of all that's going on internally in the board, we have split the USB port into two separate boards, or two separate cables, one of which is a power cable for the computer
to the keyboard.
And the additional is for peripheral equipment. It engages the two USB ports so you can attach other devices.
Great. And what is the price range? I know that Bluetooth and wired keyboards obviously have different kind of pricing, but I guess how would it compare with a keyboard somebody might buy at their Best Buy or Fry's or whatever?
Well, we have a quality board, I'm going to say that.
Sure.
It's a heavier duty board. It is a scissor action as opposed to a membrane design board. So consequently, they're a little bit more expensive. Our boards run $99.90. For all the boards other than the blue or the backlit board. The backboard boards are $119.
It's a scissor action, but I kind of like clicky clacky keys, and it actually feels pretty good. There's a lot of bounce in there.
There is. The difference primarily because of the membrane designs. Membranes will wear.
Right.
And when that happens, you can be getting a false reading on your keystroke. So consequently, with the scissor action, which is the same as Apple uses on their keyboards, the scissor action gives you a full stroke no matter where you touch on the key.
And are they sealed, or can you get them clean if there's some, or just can junk get down in there, I guess is what I'm asking.
Well, no, yeah, they're not a sealed board, so right. You have to be very careful when you're eating or drinking around them. We do make for the apple boards, the actual apple boards, we do make skins. We do make a line of skins for just protective covers.
Right. But I mean, that's no different than most
right.
keyboards. I just was curious because I know some of the new scissor designs are closed and some are not. So.
Yeah, they are not a sealed board.
Right. So tell if somebody wanted more information about Logic Keyboard, where should they go?
www.logickeyboard.com. And you can go through the entire line of large print keyboards and all the other keyboards that we do offer.
Excellent. Alan, thanks so much for being on Blind Bargains.
My pleasure. Thank you.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys.
Online at atguys.com.
This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2018.